case number 9733, K. William and Jennifer J. Scott, northeast of Road 357, southwest of Apple Court, being lot 71 within Quillen's Point Development. A variance from the front yard setback requirement for a through lot.
Kennedy William Scott, 38746 Apple Court.
Okay, place your hand. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
I do. Okay. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. I apologize. I had anticipated that someone from Anthony Sylvan, who's the pool company that we hired to put in our pool, was going to be here tonight. We hired. I'm William Scott, I own the property with my wife. We hired Anthony Sylvan Pools to come and put a pool into our house, an in-ground pool in the backyard. They pulled the permit from the county. They showed plans, pulled the permit at the county, installed the pool. And then when they went back to get the certificate of occupancy and have the final inspections done, it was determined that because our home backs up to Cedar Neck Road, which is a through street, there's actually an increased setback that no one caught the first time around when the building permit was issued. So the county appropriately refused to grant a permanent certificate of occupancy. We do have a temporary certificate of occupancy for the pool and required that a variance petition be filed. Again, Anthony Sylvan, the pool company, handled the application. It's my understanding that the county waived the normal variance fee. Mr. Workman and Mr. Hudson came out, I believe, on Sunday and took a look at the pool and the property. It's installed with a fence around it, and it's essentially done. I did contact a number of my neighbors. We have probably more year-round residents than other neighborhoods near us that are there. No one had any issues with the pool or the fence or anything like that. I did ask people on both sides of Cedar Neck Road if they had any concerns, and of course the public notice was up for a couple of weeks ahead of time. So we're asking for a variance to approve the pool as built in our yard at 38746 Apple Court, which is lot 71 in Quillen's Point.
Okay. Did you ask Mr. Sylvan to be here?
It was my understanding they were taking care of the entire process. I don't know if they didn't think he had to actually appear for a variance hearing. They told me not to bother coming, but I didn't feel comfortable. I didn't feel comfortable not showing up to make sure that someone had was going to outline the situation for the board.
You can let him know that had you not shown up, it would have been turned down.
He'll be receiving a bill. Don't worry.
Okay. All right. Are there any further questions from members of the board? McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
Anthony Sylvan Pools, is that S-U-I-L-V-A-N?
It's S-Y-L-V-A-N.
And that's in Newark, Delaware?
Yes. I think they're primarily based out of Philadelphia, but they've got a Newark office.
Okay. Doylestown.
I think that's right.
Yeah, they're male.
But other than this, they did a fine job.
Thank you. Any further questions, Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9733, as I don't believe it will affect the neighborhood.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe with a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9733.
Mr. Chairman, I'd request that that our council send a letter to Anthony Sylvan Pools as well.
Okay. Add that on to the motion. Okay. And all those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
With the added stipulation? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion so carried. Thank you.
Case thank you very
approved,
much.
Sir.
Thank you.
Okay.
You'll want to go out and use that right away.
Case number 97.